Welcome to our first session of July. The secretary will call the roll.
Allen, Alvarado Gill, Archuleta, Ashby, Atkins, Becker, Blakespear, Bradford, Caballero, Cortez, Daly, Dodd, Durazo, Eggman, Glazer, Gonzalez, Grove, Hurtado, Jones, Laird, Limon, McGuire, Minjivar, Min, Newman, Wynn, Nilo, Ochoa, Padilla, Portantino, Roth, Rubio, Sayarto, Skinner, Small Cuevas, Stern, Umberg, Wahab, Wiener, Wilk.
A quorum is present. Would the members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this afternoon by our chaplain, Sister Michelle Gorman, after which please remain standing, and we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Senator Ochoa Bow. And as the sister comes up today, let us offer her our prayers and our birthday wishes, as this is her birthday.
Oh, thank you very much, Senator Eggman. Thank you all. Keep going around that sun. So let's pray and thanksgiving to God for all God's graces to all of us, and that everybody has a wonderful 4th of July celebration. So gracious God, source of all freedom, this day is bright with the memory of those who declared that life and liberty are your gift to every human. Help us to continue the good work begun long ago. May our vision clear and our will strong to ensure the freedom of all. Help us realize that only in human solidarity will we find true liberty, and justice only in the honor that belongs to every life on earth. Turn our hearts toward the family of nations, to understand the ways of others, to offer hospitality and friendship, and to find safety only in the common good of all. We ask this in your name, amen.
On the eve of 4th of July, in our nation's 247th birthday, it is an honor to lead the California State Senate in pledging allegiance to our nation's flag and the principles we hold dear. God bless America. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
Privileges of the floor, there are none. Messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committees will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Under motions, resolutions, and notices, seeing no members wishing to be recognized, without objection, the Senate journals for June 26, 2023 through June 29, 2023 will be approved as corrected by the minutes clerk. Consideration of the daily file. Second reading file, items 1 through 21. Clerk will read.
Senate concurrent resolution 28, Assembly Bill 1305 with amendments, 1423 with amendments, 1159 with amendments, 1320.
Daily file will be deemed read. Committee announcements. Oh, Senate third reading. Item number 36. Senator Cortez. Clerk will read.
Senate Resolution 34 by Senator Cortez relative to climate restoration.
Thank you, President, members, I'm happy to present SR 34, which highlights the importance of climate restoration and recognizes our obligation to future generations. Climate restoration refers to restoring atmospheric carbon dioxide or CO2 concentrations to the levels humans have historically survived long term. Since industrialization, CO2 concentrations in the Earth's atmosphere have risen dramatically, resulting in climate change, as most of us know. The impacts of climate change have devastated California with wildfires, storms, and droughts, and these impacts are often felt the most by vulnerable communities. The human species has never before lived with a sustained atmospheric CO2 concentration above 300 parts per million, but it's risen to 420 parts per million, which is 40% higher than pre-industrial times. To return to 300 parts per million, we must remove 1 trillion tons of legacy CO2 from the atmosphere. Nature has already removed roughly 1 trillion tons of CO2 from the atmosphere 10 different times over the last million years. Two of nature's major methods include photosynthesis in the ocean and forming limestone. Scientists and technologists have developed and demonstrated methods to replicate these processes. Restoring a safe climate, along with achieving net zero and net negative CO2 emissions, must be climate policy priorities. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Senator Becker.
Yes, I just want to thank the senator for bringing this measure forward. I do think this is extraordinarily important. That's why I have 308 this year to establish a long-term predictable market for carbon removal, which passed out of this body, and hopefully we'll move through the process. But I appreciate this work because we need a plan to get there, and this focus on this carbon removal is incredibly important. Thank you.
Seeing no other senators wishing to be recognized, would you like to close, Senator Cortese?
I respectfully ask for your aye vote. Thank you.
Clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Alvarado Gill.
Aye.
Archuleta.
Aye.
Ashby.
Aye.
Atkins.
Aye.
Becker.
Aye.
Blakespear.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Caballero. Cortese.
Aye.
Daly. Dodd. Durazo.
Aye.
Eggman.
Aye.
Glazer.
Aye.
Gonzalez.
Aye.
Grove.
Hurtado.
Aye.
Jones.
Laird.
Limon.
Aye. McGuire.
Aye.
Minjavar.
Aye.
Min.
Aye.
Newman.
Aye.
Wynn.
Nilo.
Ochoa.
Padilla.
Aye.
Portantino.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Rubio.
Aye.
Sayarto.
Skinner.
Aye.
Smollett Cuevas.
Stern.
Aye.
Umberg.
Wahab.
Aye.
Wiener.
Wilk.
Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk.
Aye.
Please call the absent members.
Caballero. Daly. Dodd. Grove. Jones. Laird. Wynn. Nilo. Ochoa. Sayarto. Smollett Cuevas.
Aye.
Umberg.
29-0, the measure carries. Moving on now to committee announcements. Senator Hurtado.
The Senate Agriculture Committee will meet in room 2100, 15 minutes after session.
Thank you. Senator Alvarado Gill.
The Committee on Human Services will meet in room 2200 directly after session.
Thank you. Senator Bradford.
The Senate Committee on Utilities, Energy, and Commerce will meet immediately after session in room 1200.
Thank you very much. So again, Ag 2100, Alvarado, or Human Services 2200, Utilities in room 1200. We have a busy afternoon ahead of us. If there are no other, let me just say, we just have a new member of the Senate family. Robert James Zabin, the grandson, number 10 or 11, I think, of Senator Grove, joined us this morning. So we wish her and her family well. And if there is no other business, Senator Atkins, the desk is clear.
Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues, thanks for all the hard work that you're going to be doing today with all those committees. Really appreciate it. Our next floor session is scheduled for this Wednesday, July 5th, 2023, at 12:30. Have a good 4th of July.
The Senate will be in recess until 3:30 p.m., at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene Wednesday, July 5th at 20:30.